Who Can Wonder? By J.A. James. You should be an example to the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Look into some families of professors. Follow them through the history of only 1 week and see their worldly mindedness, their gaiety, their frivolity, their unsanctified tempers, their worldly reading, their amusements, their homage to talent, their low esteem of holiness, their negligence of family prayer, their neglect of godly instruction to their children. And who can wonder that young people brought up amidst such scenes do not become pious, but go off into the world or into sin? Too often the children are like their parents and bring into the church no higher or better kind of religion than what they have learned at home, and thus a low tone of piety, a lukewarm Laodicean spirit, is extended and perpetuated. There must be a revival of piety in the parents. It is vain to expect that a worldly-minded father, whose spirituality, if ever he had any, has been utterly evaporated by the exclusiveness of concern about business and politics, or a frivolous, pleasure-loving mother who thinks far more about adorning the bodies of her children than about saving their souls, should be at all concerned about the pious education of their children. Recollect what a solemn thing it is to be a parent. What a weighty responsibility attaches to those who have the immortal souls of their children committed to their care. You fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath, but nurture them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 4. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.